You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It can be every once in a while.
Little
AI magic for us.
Yeah, the John and Gordy AI singers putting that together. Good morning, Madison. Hey, rise and shine, shake a leg up and at them.
It
top
is
of the morning
a
to
brisk
you.
Morning. We've got yeah. T-shirts, flannel shirts, and a light jacket over that. Yes. It's not good.
Well, you got to dress in layers now.
No, yes, you do.
Remember.
And the game is today. We're going to be off this afternoon to a Brewer game, and we'll have some of our listeners there as well.
Yes.
It should be a lot of fun. You know, we'll see what happens.
Should be in the low 60s this afternoon.
It should be a hard game for you because you're not a big fan of the Brewers. You're a Cubs fan.
I am a Cubs fan.
Dom, what are you big Brewer fan, right?
I'm a Brewer fan, but I actually am a White Sox fan at the end of the day.
White Sox?
Unfortunately.
What God's name? What is that? All right. What's that noise? Please.
Now, how are you on a... you're a fan of the Southsiders of Chicago.
That's where I'm originally from.
So
I've always been a White Sox fan, but Brewers are close second. Go Brewers.
Okay. What part of Chicago were you...
Yeah.
Like the south side. I mean, specifically,
we won't hold neighborhood it against you. Yeah, no matter what neighborhood.
Tinley Park.
Oh, Tinley Park. Yeah, okay,
Tinley Park. Yeah.
So. Boy, that's a troubled area. All right.
What's the stadium? Is the soccer stadium there?
It's a big convention center, so it's a big concert kind of stadium rather than a soccer stadium. More concert venues are there.
Yeah.
That's what we're known for. That's
it. Went there once for a couple of shows there. Mm-hmm. I think Steely Dan and
really?
Might have seen Clapton's Crossroads. I think that was there.
They probably were. Yeah. It's huge.
Anyway, it's 43 degrees. That's how chilly it is out there. It feels it too. So, you know, bundle up, dress in layers. Yeah. Take an extra jacket, an extra sweater, a hoodie, whatever you got.
Yeah.
Just throw it on this morning.
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
High's about 63 today. Do you have a track on the sunrise and the sunset numbers
I
there?
I actually
from your
do.
WMDX Samsung watch?
The latest numbers came in this morning.
You want to share those with us or got to keep it to yourself?
Sure. No, 626 sunrise. Okay. And sunset is set to set at 726.
Okay. Very
so
good.
There you go.
That's amazing. Okay.
Well, you know. It's tough to keep track of all this stuff, but my Samsung watch is able to do that and more.
That's great. Well, back to the Brewer game for a second.
Yeah.
Now, I know your wife is a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
I'm a Cubs fan. Mm. It'll be great because the Brewers are taking on the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yes.
And Kyle Schwarber's on that team. He was with the Cubs when the...
Did you just clear your throat or something?
Kyle Schwarber.
Okay.
Not Schwabe, Schwarber.
Okay.
Yeah. He was on the World Series winning Cubs.
Oh, with the Cubs in
2016.
Yeah, well, that's great. Great news.
So I'm sure all the Cubs fans that are going to the Brewer game will enjoy seeing Kyle Schwarber once again. What are we watching?
Kettle Moraine.
What is this?
Kettle Moraine Heating. They have an ad on and they have like...
People dressed in
stars.
Star costumes.
Yes, because that's how many stars I guess their customers are giving them.
Oh, okay, like 4-star, 5-star, something.
It was
like
surreal.
Okay. That was
all odd. Right, big thumbs up. Kettle Moraine Heating.
We've got Tim Slecker lined up in about a half hour or less, and talking to him about whatever is going on in the world of education. And then Paul Fanlon from the Capital Times. He's the publisher. He's going to be talking with us in our 7 o'clock hour about Cap Times Idea Fest. That's happening next week. Man, they've really got a great lineup this year for Idea Fest. J.B. Pritzker there, the governor of Illinois, he's going to be there. Tim Walz from Minnesota, governor there. Also Jennifer Rubin, Norman Eisen, Maureen Dowd, Eugene Robinson. The list goes on and on.
We got our names again this year?
What?
Yeah.
I don't think we were invited.
I would like to think every once in a while, you know, we come up with a good one.
A good idea? No, I don't think we're on the list.
Good analysis here on the show every once in a while.
We would have known by now.
I gotta say, you know, we have Tim Slecker coming up from Busted Pencils. We'll be talking about Oklahoma again. Ryan Walters.
That state is just, I don't know what's
collapsing
going on.
Under the weight of Ryan Walters.
Yeah.
But they're doing some interesting things, you know, testing teachers from out of state to make sure they're not woke. And we'll be getting into that. We have a cut that we're going to play. Okay. A little after 7 o'clock, the big story is Florida getting rid of their mandated vaccines for children.
Like that.
It's really hard to wrap your head around what the Republicans or MAGAs, I don't know, what do we call them now? I am just tired of throwing these names around. Is there a way that we could combine Republican and MAGA together?
I'm
trying to see if there's anything online.
Megapublicans?
You like that one.
I like that one a lot.
Mega
Publicans. Light up there.
So if we could do something like that and just, you know, get rid of this. There are no Republicans anymore. The MAGAs are purely a construction of Trump.
Yeah.
This is totally Trump. This is his agenda, whatever that agenda is. It changes constantly. And this is what happens when you have a guy like RFK Jr., saying that, you know, we don't believe in vaccines anymore. You get rid of the CDC. You get rid of all of these people that know what to do about the next possible pandemic. And then you have Florida reacting to it by a knee-jerk reaction saying that all mandated vaccines are now gone. You don't have to get them.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's just up to you. Yeah. Yeah. But no guidance.
This is big. You know, I have the full speech from the Surgeon General in Florida. So surreal and so horrific and so monstrous that I'm going to play the whole damn thing.
Wow.
It is just unbelievable.
Can't wait.
I know. It's a great. What? I'm also going to say this. He says the same thing over and over and over again, and that's one of the scariest parts of the speech. He has nothing to add.
I see.
And then he's the Surgeon General. He's like, you know, the head of the Department of Health. And he's there saying, who am I to tell you what vaccines to get?
you're the head of the health department.
Your head explodes. Of course we...
I can't wait to hear that now.
We expect you to be the person to tell us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, he doesn't have to actually take responsibility for it. I mean, all of these mandates were put in place before he got there. Why not just keep it going? Why bring it up?
Right. That's pretty much what Bobby Kennedy said, Bobby Kennedy Jr., in front of Congress. Well, you know, I'm not the one to listen to for health advice.
basically it. Yes.
Great.
I remember that.
And now there's... But, you know, 1,000 CDC former workers have signed on to a petition to get rid of Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Yeah. Obviously not going to listen to that.
No. He's going to stick with it as long as possible.
Well, you know, we were in trouble when they named the Surgeon General in Florida.
Yeah.
Because he's just nuts. They call him a doctor. I assume he is, but this is a Joseph Ladapo, and he has been saying crazy things ever since he became the Surgeon General down there. And, of course, DeSantis, who used to support the COVID vaccine, is against it. And so this is all part of DeSantis's
what
vision of what that state should look like. Okay. He doesn't want mandates of any kind in his state, and they're getting rid of all of them. So call it freedom. You have the freedom to die from diseases in Florida. Yeah. Thank goodness for that.
Apparently so.
Anyway, that's a big story coming up after 7 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, checking our poll numbers here, WMDXradio.com. You know, the poll question, still got a day or two to go on this. I think we updated either on Fridays or Mondays. I have to double check on that.
I think it's Fridays. Well,
I really
you
want
sure?
to
sure?
Yes, it's Fridays.
Have we nailed that down finally?
Tomorrow.
Okay, that's great.
Tomorrow we'll have a new one? Is that what you're saying? Or is it?
It's after our show.
Okay,
Friday,
so it's Monday that we'll...
Well, it is after our show on Friday, so technically it is Friday.
And that's when it changes?
That's when it changes.
Okay.
Can't it change during the weekend sometimes so we can see the results on Friday? We have all day to look at the results.
Yeah, I guess that would make sense.
From all week long.
Because we need a whole day to review.
I mean, we had a whole week of getting this poll going. And then we get rid of it on Friday when the poll results are there finally for everybody to see.
Well, let's talk about those poll results for this question. Okay. Would you support a motorized-free State Street downtown Madison year-round? And the first answer is yes. I only want feet, bikes, and scooters and other personal mobility devices on State Street. No buses or delivery trucks. That's at 25% now. Second answer is yes, and install bollards. To keep motor vehicles off so pedestrians can feel safer on the street.
Okay.
That's at 12.5%. The big winner here is, nope, we need to allow buses and delivery trucks, but no other autos. That's at 62%. That's the way it is now.
Well,
right?
I'm glad a lot of people are deciding that makes sense.
Yes. I mean, you got to have delivery trucks.
Yeah.
There's no other way they can get.
A lot of these places don't have the alley behind them.
Right.
Yeah.
And at 0%, nope, we should allow all traffic on State Street. That's at 0%. Remember when we allowed all traffic on State Street?
I remember
many years ago.
And they closed it off for the Halloween celebration.
Yeah. Do we have time for Would You Rather, or do you want to hold it over? Okay, you want to go to the phones?
Let's go to the phones, yeah.
All right. Mark is on the line from the SAC this morning.
Mark, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, I'd say, except for the the rising seemingly pro-slavery movement of the MAGA Republicans here, that I'd say they share a lot in common with the old Know Nothing Party from the 19th century, where they actually opposed very nativist. They were very nativist, and they opposed immigration. There was a strong anti-Catholic, vibe to the Know Nothings. Of course, they're trying to incorporate, heal some of the schism between the Catholics and the Protestants, because I can remember not all that long ago there were some of the Protestant churches that were saying the Catholic Church was the war church and in line with Satan because of the whole Pope thing but Know Nothing kind of a new Know Nothing party, because
the Know Nothing party
is going to kill hundreds of thousands of people and if not millions, and it's and disease spreads across state lines. I mean,
well, that's what that we're going to get into that, because that's the big issue for me.
Mark, thank you for that call.
And Dr. Ladapo also says that these mandates are the closest thing to slavery. Wow.
Okay. It's coming up on 20 past the hour. We'll be back with more. We'll be checking our trending headlines coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX Madison.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
WMDX 92.7. This is John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's a Thursday. Chilly start this morning.
Cold.
43 degrees, and the highs just into the low 60s for today. Hey, Before we get to trending, I want to remind you our listener appreciation party is this coming Saturday, and you are invited. Yes, it's open to the public, and it's happening Saturday the 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. We're getting everybody together, all of our listeners, and we hope to see a lot of our regulars like Joe and Mark and Dick and, you know, whoever else. What do you got going on over there, John?
What? I thought that was me, but I don't know what's going on.
It's a trending thing. I'm going to bring it up in just a moment.
Okay. We can hear that. You know.
You can?
Yes.
Yeah. You can actually hear that? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Mic goes off. I mean, there it is on my little laptop.
Okay. Back to the listener appreciation party at Downdrin's. Hey, we want to see you there, including all of our VIP winners. Don't forget, you'll be getting that swag bag. And starts at 3 o'clock at Downdrin's Distilling. So yep. Everybody show up. We're going to have a good time.
We have a text here from Tina, and she says, does this mean that insurance companies will not have to pay for vaccines for people who want them? Will people now be paying out of pocket? And that's one of the big issues.
Good question,
if the CDC doesn't recommend them and Health and Human Services doesn't back them, the insurance companies will not provide them. And you'll have to just pay for them yourself, and usually about $150, $200 per vaccine.
Right. Got another text here about the get-together at Downdrin's at the Listener Appreciation Party. John Agordi, of course, will be there, and other stars in the WMDX lineup. Todd Alva will be there. Brittany Merlot is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Pete Schwabe is going to be there. Who else? Dom Lee will be there.
I'll be there. And you said, so Pete Schwabe is going to be there? Confirmed?
Well, he's committed to it a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if he remembers.
I doubt he'll remember that.
He's going to have to cruise in from Green Bay.
That's a long drive, man.
It's a little bit of a cruise, yeah. But, yeah,
for,
I think
for 3 hours. You know,
Maggie Dawn, I think, may be
Maggie
there.
Might be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Jim Santel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we invited him.
Yep. So it's going to be a good time, and we've lined up a food truck to be there, and don't forget CJ is going to
and
be there.
Yes, and you know it's a great facility; it's just a beautiful place.
Yeah,
just fantastic.
We're all going to gather around CJ. We're going to hold hands and sing "Kumbaya" with CJ, and try to have a little intervention with him. I hope he shows up.
Well, yeah, if we don't,
he's the life of the party. Come on.
He's the guy that people will just sit there and laugh at. I guess you know he will be the life of the party. Look at him. It's a mega.
Maggie Dawn, and also people from Max Inc.
Rocker.
You know,
Rocker's going to stop by.
Terry Barr.
Terry Barr. Yeah. So. Yeah. And big lineup. Okay.
Well, you know, so big thank you and a big salute out to Catherine Lake for helping us with that.
Catherine Lake will be there too. It's going to be a fun party.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Okay.
All right.
Do we have time for Would You Rather? No. Did we do Would You Rather?
Oh. We didn't. But if you guys want to do, I think
do
we
that
should,
or trending?
Think,
well, the trending thing is so, it's a very visual thing, but it's so so awful. You know, the thing is, I want to post this on our Facebook site because this is so outrageous.
Well, what is it?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay. Breyer's ice cream, you know, those quart-sized things.
Yeah.
A person has a grill out, a flat grill outside, and they put three of these containers on a hot grill, flip them upside down, and they start grilling ice cream. And then they have Kerrygold blocks of butter, and they put those slabs, two of them, on this grill. So you've got ice cream melting all over the grill. You've got Kerrygold butter melting all over the grill. Then she puts white bread all across the grill. I'm not kidding.
Purpose? What's she making there?
And then she pours cinnamon, just gobs of cinnamon, just like layers of cinnamon on top of this bread, and then she's like mixing it up, and then she flips. Oh wait, one of the quarts is chocolate. So there's chocolate, two vanilla, Kerrygold, cinnamon on white bread on this grill outside, and she starts flipping them over because they're, you know, grilled on one side already. They're black, burnt. It is the funniest, most outrageous thing. And then after all of that sweetness, all that junk that's on this French toast, all of this stuff.
Oh, French toast.
She sprinkles on, get this, powdered sugar, and it's and it's all it's like two tablespoons of this powdered sugar on there. Uh-huh. She starts knocking a little bit of it off, saying, "I don't want to make it too sweet." I mean, you've got 3 quarts of ice cream, sugar and cinnamon, and you've got butter, and she doesn't want to make it too sweet with the powder. Why would you put any kind of sugar on top of this thing, this concoction of horror?
Did it actually work?
Yeah. This is just bad. I'm telling you, this is, we had to post this thing.
Okay.
This is so outrageous. You know, as a cook, this offends me. Mm. All right, now, do we have time for whatever? No.
How about would you rather? No?
No.
Can't do it in a minute, huh?
Not in a minute.
Can we do it when we Tim Slecker joins us? Maybe he'd like to join in.
He would love to join.
Yeah.
I think he would love to.
Can we do that or not?
No, I
you don't want to do that. You don't want to embarrass you don't want to embarrass ourselves in front of Tim.
Just don't want him to hear the intro is what it is.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll skip that then.
Okay. All right.
You save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be our we'll find out what's whatever.
Well, he can improve on it. Right?
Yeah,
he can rethink some of those questions.
I'll add to it. Yeah.
Workshop.
I usually want to improve on it every single time we talk about it. So.
Well, okay.
All right.
Would you rather? I guess we'll take a pass for today. I'm kind of disappointed in that myself, but that's okay. It's 29 past the hour. We've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report. What do we have
here? I don't know.
Okay. We're taking all your texts. It's a. It's a text day, apparently. We're getting a bunch of them this morning. We'll be back with Tim Slecker talking education on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX Madison.
We can change the world. We are ready.
It'll get better, all right, with the America First test. And I mean, this is a very important issue we're going to get to with Busted Pencils' Tim Slecker in just a moment.
92.7 WMDX. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer, Dom Lee. Madison is looking bright and beautiful this morning. We have clear skies, but it's chilly out there. 43 degrees currently, highs in the low 60s this afternoon. And Tim Slecker joins us now from a great podcast, Busted Pencils, all talking about education. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, man.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm feeling good.
Are you?
Yeah, I proved to myself that I put America first.
Is that right?
you took the test.
How did
you? I took the test.
Yeah, this is the Oklahoma is providing this test for teachers coming into the state, especially California and New York. They are definitely too woke for Oklahoma, yeah. And this test is directed really toward them. But anybody can take this test if they want. In fact, you took the test. So
I did. I had to because I was, I was concerned. Mm-hmm. I spent four years in New York as a teacher educator, and I was worried that maybe
they got to you, right?
I might have become too woke for those years that I was there, and but I took that test, and I proved to the world that I still put America first.
Okay. Well, that's amazing because some of those questions, if you answered them, I think it might reject you. Right? There are a couple of weird questions.
Like
in there.
What? What questions are you talking about?
How was a child's biological sex identified was one of the questions, right?
Yes, yes.
And that, I got to tell you, that makes me feel a little uncomfortable, that question. First of all, you're talking about children, and then you're talking about identifying their sex in one question. In this test seems really kind of sick to me.
Well, you don't see the commitment to America in that question?
No. No. I missed it. So, that's a very unusual question to ask, it seems.
Okay, then what about you know, this is truly an America First question. Yes. Which chromosome pair determines biological sex in humans?
Oh, yes, that is a truly America First question.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and then why is the distinction between male and female considered important in areas like sports and privacy?
No. Well, boy, that seems like a push type question.
Well, how many questions are on this test?
Yeah. I mean,
it's like 35 questions.
Yeah.
You know, I got one wrong.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Which one?
Oh,
Gordy's concerned.
I'm not sure I want to reveal. I don't know that I want to reveal that publicly because
All right.
You know, people might question my Americanism.
Yes, we want to keep that a secret.
Now I'm even more curious.
Your producer Jacob took the test and he passed it as well with flying colors, right?
Well, I mean, you've seen Jacob, right? I mean, that's a real American right there.
We have seen Jacob. Yeah. So he bleeds red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Now, here's the thing: you can lie on this thing very easily. And why don't we? There was a television report on this in Oklahoma. Why don't we just play this before we dissect it? All right.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's listen to this.
The test that will undo the damage of what's being taught to teachers is now available for teachers in Oklahoma, thanks to you, Superintendent of Education Ryan Walters.
Well, look, hey, we're thrilled. You know, we have been focusing on getting education back to the basics, getting it away from all the woke indoctrination, all the nonsense.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters' new test called America First is now active on both PragerU and the State Department of Education's website.
You don't have to be a parent, teacher, student to take the test. And I can click teacher right now and hit OK. And I don't have to prove that I'm a teacher. It immediately goes on to the first question.
But there's also a few questions such as, how is a child's biological sex identified?
And there's also questions such as, should teachers be allowed to express their own political viewpoints in the classroom in order to persuade the students to adopt their point of view?
Well, yes, of course.
The issue here is not so much the content of the questions or what's being asked. It's kind of the integrity of the test.
Yeah.
If you look here, I can click on any answer, it says, sorry, that's not right. I can try again. I can say B. You know, I'm not even looking at what the answers are reading, and it's just saying, no, those aren't right. Let's just try the last one. That's correct. And then I'm able to move on to the next question. So theoretically, I could pass this test without ever really looking at what answers I'm making.
Or the questions.
After 34 questions, I passed the test and received the certificate. This is what Superintendent Ryan Walters wants out-of-state teachers to show upon applying to become a teacher in Oklahoma.
Listen, we have to make sure that the teachers in our classroom, as we're recruiting these individuals, aren't a bunch of woke Marxist activists.
Oh my
God. It's something Democrats at the state capitol are calling an insult to teachers.
To constantly allege that our teachers are somehow woke indoctrinators is a disservice to the public school professions and to the kids they serve.
While Republicans are saying he needs Board of Education approval before a change like this can be made, that would then require the state legislature's approval.
Okay. And it's not, I just get to wave a magic wand and say I want to do this.
The state superintendent says he wants to make this test required for all teachers coming here from out of state, but specifically those coming from California and New York. As of now, there's no state law that requires the PragerU test.
There you go.
Okay.
So, now, I think that Ryan Walters probably does have that magic wand.
He's a leader.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
And leaders sometimes, you know, they break rules because, you know, he wants to put America first. And, you know, that legislature just gets in the way.
It does.
And
well, here's the question I have now that this is posted already. You can look at the questions and the answers if you'd like, kind of game the system ahead of time, and then take the test about it.
The best part of it is, though, like they were saying, is that you can't fail it because you can't pick a wrong answer and then move on.
That's right.
You know, it forces you to pick the right answer.
Shouldn't all testing be like that?
Yes. I was like, you know, if there's any breakthrough in what's happening here, we have finally found a way to have all kids succeed.
That's it. It's perfect. I like it.
It's truly. It's
wish
a
they
break,
had that when I was in school.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Man. You know? Well, darn it. I wanted to get a wrong answer and I couldn't.
Oh. Well, I don't know. You know, this Ryan Walters guy, he's a real head trip. How do they deal with this guy in Oklahoma? I'm serious. Not everybody is a hardcore Ryan Walters fan, you know?
No. And in fact, the piece we were looking at too when it was released was it was out on one of the Fox News affiliates, but at the end of the test there's a piece by a superintendent in Oklahoma who talked about it. He's like, quote, "This morning I took the new teacher qualification test that Ryan Walters says teachers will need to pass in Oklahoma. My score, 100%. I guess that makes me highly qualified in under 5 minutes.
So,
and this superintendent really goes on to rail. Yeah. And this is a superintendent in Oklahoma, which is the point out going like the whole entire state isn't crazy. Right.
Although we're getting that idea.
Right.
No. And that is the other kind of, I guess you'd say, disservice to Oklahoma parents and kids and the current teachers there is that it kind of casts this shadow as if, this is what they all are about in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And, this superintendent is kind of like going, this isn't what we do here. we're still about actually teaching your children. We're about excellence. It casts this sense of going, my God, who would want to go to Oklahoma? And then the potential of going, you're sitting in there. I'm like, that superintendent, I have no idea. But my guess is that his application to become superintendent in other states now has risen quite quickly.
Yes. He's qualified in Oklahoma. Why not?
He's highly qualified. But you're going to push out of Oklahoma your good people.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of, lens to bring to this is to say, what's actually going on here? It's silly. It's a circus. It's ridiculous. But then what will be the effect of this? And, you look at this and go, anybody who's looking to leave Oklahoma, boy, this is one that we're like, okay, I am out.
Maybe you don't want to put that on your resume that you actually took the America First test.
Oh, my God. Wait, I forgot on my LinkedIn profile to add that to my credentials.
Well, you better get through that.
Darn it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I reminded you.
Yeah.
This is kind of a sad statement about what education is like in America now. Now that we've done away with the Department of Education, Linda McMahon is in charge of destroying that, and of course distributing parts of it to other parts of the administration. It just seems like this is the next logical step of where it all goes because there's no guidance anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially. Using A1 to really push that forward is, again, one of those things. It's on a, can you make a serious note? It's frightening. And there's actually another piece that for our show on Saturday that we're going to, be talking about, which is going, is this, and not just what's happening in Oklahoma, but at this point, is this the end of public education because of the attacks have been, Johnny and I point this out, in earnest since 1983, a report, Nation at Risk, released by the Reagan administration, beating up on public schools. It feels like they may be saying, enough, we're done, we're broken.
Yeah.
You guys have won. And public schools in America, you know, we're just done. We're out of this business. And what are the implications then for that is, boy, what will America look like in 5 years with a totally new education system?
Yeah.
Wow. Scary.
Well, that sounds like a good program, that's for sure. We'll have to check that out on Saturday.
Yes, you can check out Busted Pencil's latest podcast on the Civic Media Radio Network, our website, civicmedia.us, with Tim Slicker and Johnny Lupinacci. Tim, thanks for joining us. Talk to you next time.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with more of John and Gordy on WMDX. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, it's not quite winter yet.
WMDX, John and Gordy.
There is a little chill in the air, though, this morning.
Well, they were talking about 80-degree temperatures, but, you know, then you go up into the mountains and you can ski. It's winter a go-go in the mountains.
That's what it is.
In the mountains, maybe, yeah.
We've got 43 degrees this morning, highs in the low 60s today. Hey, we want to remind you, you could win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. All you need to do is just go to our website, WMDXradio.com. That's WMDXradio.com. And look for the banner that says Sugar River Pizza, $50 gift card. Just click on that card, enter. We draw a winner once a week for a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Then we toss out all the entries at the end of the week and start all over again next Monday. So get your entry in. You could be a winner from Sugar River Pizza and WMDX. Okay.
Well, you know, Tim Slicker brought up a reference to Linda McMahon's A1 sauce.
Yeah. And
I just want to, again, remind you that she got AI wrong on that. She thought it was A1. And so
that was a moment.
Mark texted us and said, I prefer Heinz 57 on my education.
Good one.
Okay. Boy, a lot of stuff.
I hope Mark shows up to the WMDX appreciation party.
Yeah.
Because he's right with us every morning, you know,
chiming right in. There.
And he's got a lot of history.
I know.
Rolling around up in his brain. he can call up things from 300 years ago, just like that.
I know. How does he do that?
I don't know.
Is he an AI generation?
don't think so.
Okay.
Well, I hope he shows up. We'll find out.
Well, let's get to a really big story that happened yesterday. A whole bunch of stuff happened, but this is one of them here in the state anyway. Both candidates running for governor on the Republican side of the aisle, that's Bill Berrien and Josh Shulman, they both have signaled that they want troops to go into Milwaukee.
Really? God.
Yeah, they actually do. They are already admitting that they both aren't up for that job, can't run the state without begging for federal help immediately. They're not even governor yet, either one of them. And they're asking for help.
For help? Really?
And apparently, I don't know if these guys have paid attention to the Republican Party in the state or not, but the Republicans have been starving Milwaukee. They haven't been, you know, giving them enough money to operate the city and hire more police officers. So maybe they don't know that yet. I mean, these guys are ill-prepared to become governor of this state. These guys don't have enough information. And this is, tells you everything about them, that they would actually ask for National Guard assistance in Milwaukee when, in fact, all we have to do is fund Milwaukee and give them money for the police department. The police department there, of course, the union president says they may need help. So send some surplus revenue to Milwaukee, you guys, instead of trashing Milwaukee. You know, the Republicans have hated Milwaukee for at least two or three decades, and they've been starving it. They hate it because it's a Democratic voting bastion here in the state. So, you know, obviously they're going to be against it.
Yeah.
So. But now, of course, you know, and then, of course, they wanted concealed carry. They wanted to strip all the gun laws that we had in the state, and they did that. So now we have gun deaths running rampant in the state, at least, you know, enough of them to for these guys to notice that Milwaukee has a problem. And now what the solution to Republicans or MAGA is to put more weapons and soldiers and National Guard and police into these cities in order to control all the weapons that the Republicans have allowed into these cities for regular everyday citizens to carry and shoot each other with.
Bring in the military.
Wow. Yeah. Come on,
bring in
folks.
The troops.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You know, the mayor, Cavalier Johnson, is against this. Tony Evers is strongly against something like this.
Of course.
And by the way, they also noted that serious crime in the city has also dropped. As of July, violent crime decreased 17% over the last year. So it always seems like the crime statistics are going down. They want to put more,
more
security into the cities.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, be around for at least a little while and then get out and say, what a success that was.
Right. And Lieutenant Governor, I don't want to give her short shrift, Sarah Rodriguez.
Yeah.
She was the first Democratic candidate to throw her hat into the ring for the governor.
Right.
She says Berrien's quick support for calling in the National Guard shows he doesn't have a serious plan to keep us safe. Truly. That's exactly my impression. When I heard that both these candidates on the Republican side want the National Guard to go into Milwaukee, I thought, who are these people? You know, obviously, they're not prepared to run the state on their own.
Yeah.
They need Trump to come in and handle this for them. This says everything, and I think these guys have lost a lot of people's vote simply by doing something ridiculous like this.
They just want to get Trump's attention and get his money to run for governor.
That's
maybe,
right.
Don't you think?
That's probably it. To get the attention, to get the backing from Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's that ad again.
Oh, what ad are we?
Kettle Moraine Heating
the
and
Kettle
Air Conditioning.
Heating and Air Conditioning Company.
This little kid goes by in a rocket ship ATV.
We're easily distracted
with
this. This
is something else, man. I'm telling you.
Well, they they're a three-star company.
It's
a
hard, to even,
company,
it's hard to even describe.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, that's what's happening as far as the candidates on the Republican side of the aisle running for governor.
Hey, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Paul Fanlon. He's the Cap Times publisher and one of the organizers of Idea Fest. That's coming up, and we'll find out all about it. That's happening next week right here in Madison. And we'll be back with much more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX in just a couple of minutes.
We've got our own ideas.
Oh, yes. We've got plenty of ideas.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.